A story now that begins with a young Sioux girl who lived in North Dakota and wanted to become an opera singer. This dream is not so easily realized anywhere, and certainly not on a remote Indian reservation, but it is not impossible, as soprano Bonnie Jo Hunter can tell you. She spoke with Earth Songs producer Greg McVicker.
One day, my dad and I were traveling in the car, and I heard this very strange tone. It just sounded ooh, 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 like that. And I thought, wow, that's really interesting. So I asked him what it was, and he said, ah, you don't want to hear that. And he reached over and he changed the station. And he said, that's opera. And all operas are real boring. And all opera singers are great, big, fat people. So I didn't dare tell him, but I thought, boy, that's an interesting sound. And what attracted me was that I thought it would be very hard to get a voice like that. But I thought I could do it, and I was 10 then. And we lived at Fort Totten, North Dakota, Devil's Lake Sioux there. And I was scared, too, because I thought, gosh, I think I'll need a voice teacher. And there were, needless to say, no voice teachers, and there were no pianos even. I also thought I should have a piano. One morning at the breakfast table, my mother said to me, oh, I didn't know you could sing. Why didn't you tell me that you could sing? And I said, oh, I can't. I can't. She said, yes, you can sing. You were singing in your sleep. And you hit the most beautiful high notes. They sounded just like bells. Well, that's all I needed. I raced outside to find my little friend Weasel, Weasel Norsby. And I asked her, Weasel, will you join the talent show with me? I do a lot of traveling because of our nonprofit organization. We work with children on self-improvement, so I'm out in the reservations much of the time. And I had these messages saying that Robbie Robertson said to get in touch with me. So we went in studio. He said, I want you to do whatever you feel like. And now these are crickets. So I thought, oh my goodness, I'm to accompany crickets, see? And when I heard them, I was so ashamed of myself. I was so humbled because I had not given them enough respect. Jim Wilson recorded crickets in his backyard, and he brought it into the studio and went ahead and lowered the pitch and lowered the pitch and lowered the pitch, and they sound exactly like a well-trained church choir to me. And not only that, but it sounded to me like they were singing in the 8-tone scale. And so what they started low, and then there was something like I would call in musical terms an interlude, and then another chorus part, and then an interlude and another chorus, and they kept going higher and higher. They were saying cricket words. I kept thinking, oh, I almost can understand them. It's a nice, mellow tone. And they never went off pitch until one of the interludes where they went real crazy and they got back on again to where they were. And I know that people do not know that they're listening to crickets unless they're told that that's what that is.
Underneath you.
Sue Soprano, Bonnie Jo Hunt. She's founder of Artists of Indian America. She was accompanying a chorus of crickets, and songwriter and recording artist Robbie Robertson. Her interview by Earth Songs producer Greg McVicker came to us from Hearing Voices.